Sea, a story, The Shoemaker and the Little Men. Mr. Smith was a shoemaker. He made shoes. He worked very hard, but he was poor. One morning, he got up and found a new pair of shoes on his table. He didn't make these shoes. Who did? That day, a woman bought the shoes for a lot of money. The shoemaker was happy, and he worked hard again. The next morning, there was another pair of shoes on his table. That night, Mr. Smith did not go to bed. He saw two little men. They made the shoes and ran away. The shoemaker wanted to thank the men because they helped him. He made them new clothes and shoes. The little men were very happy. E. Read the symbols and say the words. Listen.
Ink. Think. Drink. Ing. Ring. String.
Say.
Ink. Think. Drink. Ing. Ring. String.
Say the poem.
Oh no, my ring fell down the sink. How will I get it? Let me think. How about this piece of string? Maybe not. I'll try this thing. There it is. My ring. Now it's time for a drink.
Listen and write.
Ring. Ring.
Drink. Drink.
Think. Think.
Thing. Thing.
Sink. Sink.
String. String. G. Listen and chant.
James lost his book. His mum said, let's look. And they looked all around. They looked in the bedroom. And in the bathroom. They looked in, out, up and down. Then Jane said, let me think. Can you believe it? It was in the sink.
I. Further reading. 1. Who was Dr. Bethune? Listen and read the text to find out.
Dr. Bethune was a famous doctor from Canada. He had a lot of money, but he was not happy. He said, people should help each other. He gave a lot of money to help sick people. He also looked after them. In 1938, Dr. Bethune came to China. At that time, China was at war with Japan. Dr. Bethune wanted to help the Chinese people. He worked as a doctor in the army and saved many soldiers' lives. He also wrote textbooks and taught Chinese doctors. He worked very hard and became sick. Dr. Bethune died in 1939. He was only 49 years old. He helped many people all over the world. He was a good man, and we remember him today.